talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The big news out of Milwaukee is that apparently Milwaukee is the front runner for the Republican National Committee convention, the Republican National Convention in the summer of 2024. I want to unpack that a little bit. Remember that in 2020, Milwaukee got the Democratic National Convention. Unfortunately, in 2020, if you recall, the pandemic had just hit in March of 2020. The governor effectively closed down the state. Nobody knew what was up. No one understood the pandemic or the virus. People initially thought that it was passed tactily by touching. People would buy groceries, have them shipped to their house, and stick them in their garage for 3 days to let the, quote, virus die, end quote. Nobody understood that it was airborne. Not really. People didn't recommend masks at the time. People didn't know what was going on. So as a result, we had a skeleton convention, a shadow convention. It would have brought hundreds of millions of dollars into the southeastern Wisconsin. Frankly, from the Illinois line up to Sheboygan and over to Madison. The hotel rooms, believe it or not, the California delegation in 2020 was supposed to be housed at O'Hare Airport outside of Chicago, and bussed every day back and forth to the convention and to the social hours, the hospitality suites. There were people going to be put up in Sheboygan, people put up in Madison. It would have been a huge economic impact on Wisconsin. As a result, none of these delegates came. They all stayed in their home states. Biden essentially ran the convention out of Delaware, his home state, basically out of his basement studio, because there was no way that he should be getting COVID. The guy was 78 years old. If he'd gotten COVID, it would have been a disaster. Remember, Trump did get COVID that fall, just before the election. In any event, we got the convention, but it never showed up. There were some speeches given the night of the nomination here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, and it was essentially a Potemkin convention. Potemkin convention, look it up, it's an adjective. It means sort of a fake. It means something the Russians used to do, which would be to put up like a facade of a fake village. If you saw old Westerns, not modern Westerns, but the old Hopalong Cassidy Westerns and Westerns from the 50s, what the sets in Hollywood would simply be facades, storefronts. You know, the saloon, a guy's going to get thrown out of a saloon, guy swaggers into the sheriff's office. It was all about, it was all two-dimensional. It was just a facade. And that's exactly the way this convention came out. It was not the fault of the Democratic National Committee. It was not the fault of the Democratic Party. It was not the fault of anyone. Virus is not the fault. I mean, the fact of the matter is virus was the cause. The irony is that on the Republican side, the Republican Party, but more importantly, Milwaukee and the same group of people who are trying to get the convention here for the Democrats did the same for the Republicans. Now, I'm not talking about somebody like Alex Lazary, who was a staunch Democrat and who was instrumental in getting the convention here, among others. There are many others. What I'm talking about is businessmen, restaurant owners, hotel owners. We want to fill hotel rooms. We want to fill restaurants. We want traffic in Milwaukee. And so it was just announced yesterday that we are, quote, the front runner. Wisconsin's the front runner. Now, I want to unpack that because a lot of people listening to this show, including myself, don't vote Republican. And some of you may say, well, I'm not pleased that they're coming to town. Well, let me tell you something. Money talks. You know what walks. Money talks. We need economic activity. We need jobs. We have an unemployment rate of 2.8% now in Wisconsin, which is terrific. We want to keep it that way. We want plenty of jobs. We want restaurant owners who got killed during the pandemic. You know, we lost many, many restaurants, great restaurants, and the rest of them had to exist on takeout. And since a lot of their money comes from booze, it was a long time before they could let people take out booze, although that did get changed legally and they finally could. But that's not how you make money. That's not how you make money. That's not how you employ cooks and wait staff and everybody else. So the other two contenders, it's down to three, are Nashville and Salt Lake City. And if you look at the politics of this thing, Nashville and Salt Lake City don't give the Republicans anything. Utah is a 70% Republican state. Salt Lake City is a beautiful city. I've been there. You should go out there. Some beautiful mountains nearby. But there's no political advantage to the Republican National Committee in going to Salt Lake City. Nashville, Tennessee, Nashville, music capital of the world. Well, New York's the music capital of the world. So's LA and so's Nashville. Grand Ole Opry, great stuff. But I'll tell you what, they have two Republican senators, a Republican governor. They are deep red, borders on Mississippi, borders on Mississippi. Memphis is a half an hour from Tunica, Mississippi. Memphis is. Nashville, great town, very beautiful town, Grand Ole Opry, but gives Republicans nothing. They want to sniff around in troubled waters. If they announce it this summer, they're hoping that that gives a bump to Ron Johnson in the Senate race in November. If they hold it here in the summer of 2024, they hope that that gives a bump to whoever's running against Tammy Baldwin. If they announce it this summer, they hope that it gives the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, a little bump against Tony Evers. So that's part of it. But the other part of it is, remember something, Joe Biden won Wisconsin by 21,000 votes. Hillary Clinton lost Wisconsin by something like, I think it was 27,000 votes. So actually, Russ Feingold lost Wisconsin to Ron Johnson, I think, by over 100,000 votes. The point of the matter is, the whole time I was growing up, we were a blue state. We were a blue state. We're not a blue state anymore. We're a purple state. And there are divisions, and the Republican Party obviously wants to harvest that. I take a deeper economic view. I think that any convention, especially one as massive as a political convention, is not only welcome, but should be encouraged in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. The economic impact will be extraordinary. Every hotel room from O'Hare Airport to Sheboygan and over to Madison and in between will be taken, everyone. The convention is a week, but a lot of people come for the previous week. They're not only delegates and their families, but there's also media, international media, because in 2024, there's gonna be a lot of interest in, can Biden hold on to the presidency? And if not, who is the scoundrel on the, well, they won't say that. The guy on the Republican, woman on the Republican side is going to get nominated. There'll be tens of thousands of people in hotel rooms and restaurants. Now, there is one aesthetically displeasing image that comes to my mind. I have a lot of favorite restaurants in Milwaukee. There are some of the best restaurants, frankly, in the United States in Milwaukee. We have several James Beard winners and nominees. We have Sanford's, actually Bavette is nominated, and Sally's, the Butterburger. Sally's just won a Beard. You won a Beard. you can do James Beard dining in Milwaukee and great, great Italian dining, great Zarletti's and the, you know, you have Bartolotta's Ristorante and Sala and Zaffiro's and Lisa's. It's really great. I'm getting hungry. I'm very getting hungry and it's early in the morning. However, do I want to walk into a restaurant and see Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and Lauren Boebert sitting chuckling with guns on their hips? The answer is no. The answer is no. Do I want to see Donald Trump? The answer is no, except that Donald Trump has massive security wherever he goes. You're not going to see Donald Trump. A lot of these people have security. They also rent a restaurant for the evening for their crowd. So some of the great restaurants here, Buckley's, Bavette, Zarletti's, Bartolotta Restaurant, Ristorante Bartolotta, Sanford's, Lake Park Bistro. I mean, there's a ton of them. They'll rent the whole restaurant. You're not going to see any of these people, but you will see them walking along the street. And if you go down to Fiserv Forum in the convention center, wherever they're going to hang out, you will see them. Well, okay, deal with it. All right, deal with it. It's aesthetically displeasing. I put up with plenty of aesthetically displeasing moments in life, and so have you. But for a couple hundred million bucks, this is great economic impact on Wisconsin. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.